Thousands of Arizona mines have boomed and busted in the state's history. Now, decades after the heyday, the federal government and scientists are working to keep humans out of abandoned sites while still inviting bats in. KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports.
Arizona Game and Fish Research Ecologist Joel Diamond and I roll over a dirt road near Buckeye. The area is popular with recreational shooters and four-wheelers. We are here to talk bats.
What's your favorite bat fact?
There's a species called pallid bats. They're very cute, big long ears. They have a little pig nose.
They're cute, but fierce. Diamond says pallid bats can stalk and kill scorpions. He studies these in Arizona's 27 other bat species. We're headed to a mine site that appears without warning, and it's a 90-foot drop to the bottom.
The shaft's deep enough that it's a one-way trip. If you fall in the shaft, you're probably not going to make it back out.
Game and Fish worked with federal partners to block off the mine last year.
Before we gated it, it's something you could drive your ATV right into and not notice because it was level with the ground.
The grid-like gates are specially made to let in local bats.
In the absence of these abandoned mine habitats, these bat populations would crash.
Bats need a variety of habitats to live out their lives. Unlike spacious caves, which might work as a day roost and a nursery, mines usually only serve a single purpose for bats. This mine shaft is a late-night snacking spot for California leaf-nosed bats.
They fly in there, hang off the wall, pluck the wings off whatever they're eating that day, and then have their dinner.
Arizona Game and Fish, along with the Bureau of Land Management and non-governmental organizations, have protected hundreds of mine sites across the state. Misty Shafikula manages Arizona's Abandoned Mine Program for the BLM.
We usually prioritize on if it seems like there's a lot of public access where people could get hurt. And that's where we're going to put our money first.
There's estimated to be more than 100,000 abandoned mines in Arizona.
So a lot of these things can be picked up with satellite imagery, but you're not going to see all of them that way. And so you really do have to get out on the ground to find a lot of them.
On this day, on the ground means traversing. And sometimes tripping up the hills outside Parker, where another mine site is being evaluated for closure. BLM geologist Vince Beresford points out a stripe of turquoise-colored mineral on the rocks near a hole in the ground.
When they started out prospecting, they probably noticed a vein of some sort of chrysocolla at the surface and then wanted to follow that into the ground.
The chrysocolla vein marked a copper deposit. The miners' pursuit of the metal left the hillside pitted with openings. Contractor Tom Gilliland measures each one for a custom-fit gate.
Most of this is built on site.
His business, Mine Gates Environmental, relies almost solely on federal contracts. He says funding for these types of projects has dried up under the current federal administration.
So, like, I literally just did my taxes and our revenues were half of what they were last year.
The walkthrough that brought us all to Parker was almost canceled because of the government shutdown. Nonprofits like Bat Conservation International work quickly to facilitate projects when money's available. That's who organized today's expedition.
Before we do this, you wanted to do a quick jaunt through here and we'll point out this stuff.
Jason Corbett leads us into a rocky crevice where the ceiling's just a few feet overhead. He looks up.
Nobody home, but like it's a little pile of guano. So bats are, you know, using the site.
The guano pile, he points out, is on an old end table. The cramped space is full of trash, a sign that people are also drawn to the area. A nearby gate has clearly been used as target practice.
Seems like when a gate goes up, folks get pretty convinced that the federal gold reserves are behind that, and people love attacking them.
But the gates are built to last. Corbett says the Bat Conservation Group has worked to help gate almost 400 Arizona mines in the last decade. There are hundreds, if not thousands, left to address. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Parker, Arizona.